number four. Moving on up. Let's go, let's go! Jonah urges as we try to hike up the snowy hill. The mountain is packed with evergreen trees. It feels like a maze. A snowy maze on a mountain. At least it stopped snowing. This would be a lot easier in a chairlift, I pant. You can do it, he says. Jonah takes wall climbing lessons on the weekends. I do not. You might think that climbing lessons wouldn't make a difference in this situation, since we are climbing a snowy mountain and not a wall, but it does. I am not so good at it. Plus, my legs are half numb. Step with your heel, he says. I am trying to, Jonah, but I'm wearing socks. And anyway, what does that even mean, to step with my heel? What else would I be stepping with? You should have worn boots, he says, or slippers. I narrow my eyes. Then I bend down, pack a snowball in my very cold and slightly stiff fingers, and throw it at the back of his head. Bullseye! Hey! Jonah cries. I can't help giggling. Sorry! It was an accident! My limbs aren't working correctly in this cold. Oh, yeah? Jonah laughs. He brushes the snow off his shoulders and then runs ahead until I can't see him. Don't you dare, Jonah! I yell. He doesn't answer. I crouch down and pack another snowball. My fingers are freezing, but it will be worth it when I win this snowball fight. I'm ready for you, I yell. I cautiously creep ahead. Nothing. 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 A huge snowball comes soaring toward me like a big, white, scary football. I duck and fling the snowball in my hand. Jonah's snowball lands on the ground beside me. Missed me! Missed me! I holler. Abby! Jonah says. You hit someone in the shoulder! You, I hope! I cackle. He comes running toward me. No! You hit a kid! What? I ask. Who? I look around. We've made it to the top of the mountain, I see, and a kid is standing there, and he has a dusting of snow on his shoulder. He's about my age, with shaggy, light brown hair and a pale face. He's wearing gray pants, boots, which make me very jealous, a navy sweater, and a green scarf. And gloves. Navy gloves. Wonderful, warm navy gloves. I'm even more jealous of those than I am of his boots. It's all I can do not to rip them right off him. Instead, I force myself to not act like a lunatic and to apologize. Hi there, I say to him. I'm so sorry I hit you with my snowball. That was meant for my brother. He doesn't answer me. Instead, he's picking branches off the ground. Is he going to try and poke me with one? I really am sorry, I say. Instead of answering, the boy picks up another branch and starts walking away. What's wrong with him? Jonah asks me. I grimace. I hope I didn't hit him in the head and give him a concussion. Excuse me, I say to the boy. Are you okay? This time, the boy looks back toward us. But instead of looking at us, it's like he's looking through us. He has zombie eyes, Jonah whispers, his voice trembling with excitement. The boy totally does have zombie eyes. The irises are green, but his pupils aren't black, they're white. It's very creepy. Flowers, the boy says, but then he continues walking away from us. Huh? I ask. Did he say flowers? There are no flowers in the middle of the winter. Not true, Jonah says. There are hellebores. Huh? Hellebores! It's a type of flower. And also phlox. We learned about them in school. I don't believe that. It's true! If you say so, Jonah, I say, and look ahead to see the boy still walking. Maybe he said follow, not flower. Maybe he meant we should follow him? Cautiously, we follow the boy around the trees, and then past the last tree and into a clearing. I close my eyes as the sunlight kisses my face and warms me instantly. Ah, Much better. Wow, says Jonah. Look at that. I flick my eyes open. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. We are in the story, The Snow Queen. I know this because right in front of us is the ice castle. It's not a castle exactly. It looks more like a really wide and tall igloo. The walls are built of tiny ice bricks that glitter like diamonds in the sunlight. The roof is flat, though, with a railing made of icicles. Whoa, this is the coolest place ever, Jonah says. The mystery boy does not seem fazed by the igloo castle. He walks right through the snowy yard and through the ice-coated doors. Why did he go inside with a bunch of sticks? I wonder aloud. Maybe he's building a fire, Jonah says. It must be cold in there. No. Wait! I bet they're arms! Huh? Snowman arms! Look up on the roof! I look up on the roof. Standing on it are two fully built snowmen with hats, carrots for noses, coal for eyes, and branches for arms. There's another in-process snowman that has a nose and a hat, but no arms. And look there, Jonah adds, pointing over to the side of the yard. There are three other snowmen, a small snow fort, and impressions in the yard that look like snow angels. This kid must spend a lot of time playing in the snow. I gasp. Jonah! I know who that kid is. It must be Kai. Who? The boy from the story, Gerda's friend, the one the Snow Queen put under her spell. Didn't he seem like he was under a spell? Definitely, Jonah says. A zombie spell. A snowman making zombie spell. Then we hear it again. Ruff, 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 ruff! My heart jumps. Prince's bark. It sounds much closer now. Where's that coming from? I ask. Ruff! I look up once more. It's Prince! He's on the roof! He charges toward the railing, knocking over one of the snowmen as he goes. I've never been happier to see his little furry brown body. And he sees us. He's barking at us. Hi, Prince! Hi! I call out, hopping on my tiptoes so I can see him better. Can you jump down? Jonah calls up to him. I think it's too far, I say. It's about two stories up. Don't jump down, I yell. We'll come and get you, Prince. We love you. Ruff, ruff! Suddenly, a woman, well, more like a teenager, rises onto the roof beside Prince. Her hair is silver, long, and curly. Her eyes are ice blue, and she's wearing a long white dress and a white fur cloak. Her skin sparkles like it's covered in body glitter. My breath catches in my throat. She's the Snow Queen. She has to be. I can't take my eyes off her. Even though she's the Queen of Cold, she's as mesmerizing as fire. Stop making such a racket, you mutt, she says to Prince, her voice as cold as ice. Her words send a pulse of fear through my entire body. Jonah slinks behind me. Is that Elsa? Jonah asks. That is not Elsa, I say softly. This Snow Queen is terrifying. Where did she come from? I wonder out loud. Did she just magically appear? Kai pops up onto the roof next, holding the sticks in his hand. He inserts them into the snowman that was missing arms. Did he just appear too? I ask. No, they both came up a staircase in the middle of the roof. It's behind Prince. Aha. Ruff, 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 ruff! Prince calls to us. He's jumping up and down, exactly like he does when we get home from school. His whole body is trembling with excitement. Stop that yapping immediately, the Snow Queen tells him, or you'll regret it. Oh no, I murmur. It feels like the moment before a storm. The air gets heavy and dark. Something awful is about to happen. I know it. Jonah's trying to motion with his hands for Prince to be quiet, but instead of listening, our puppy just wags his tail harder and barks even louder. The Snow Queen steps closer to Prince. "Don't say I didn't warn you," she says. Then she leans toward him and puckers her lips. What is she doing? "Prince!" I yell. "Run, Prince, run!" With her lips all rounded, the Snow Queen looks like she's blowing Prince a kiss. But it's not a kiss. I can actually see the air that comes out of her mouth. It's like steam from a kettle. A tiny white tornado. Prince lifts his paws and starts to run. The kiss hits him and he slows down, looking dazed. The Snow Queen puckers up again and another tornado shoots out of her mouth. "I'm scared," Jonah says, his voice trembling. "Prince!" I yell again. A sad sound escapes Prince's doggy mouth, and then he freezes in mid-motion. He solidifies in place, one paw up, about to take a step, his tail still on high alert. His fur gets a white glaze all over. He looks like a dog who's been locked in a freezer for too long. He looks like he has freezer burn. He looks... I gasp. I feel a stab in my heart. He looks frozen. The Snow Queen just froze my dog.